things. Our beloved Daddy speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him, and then to pour forth through us the mightiest love of our life streams, to cooperate with him in that which he knows we need to do the most, to give beloved Saint Germain the cooperation necessary to prevent the discord within our nation that would but injure everyone. Blessed Hearts of Los Angeles, tonight, as we are releasing through each of you and through those under this radiation throughout the world, as much of the power of our love as you can stand from time to time, try to realize every time you call to us for help, whether that be for yourselves or the nation, there comes the release into the physical octave of either a light ray, a cosmic light substance, or some activity of the sacred fire. And regardless of what needs to be corrected in the physical world, bear this constantly in mind. Everything that is of discord creates a shadow, creates the density of substance that produces discord. Therefore, if you are to be released from either your problems or the world's problems or human creation anywhere, there must come the cosmic light substance from the Ascended Master's octave. There must come the constant outpouring of the light rays from the Ascended Master's octave, and there must come more of the sacred fire's love to life through the humanity of this world in order to consume the discord mankind has created. Until you saw it from the Ascended Master's octave as we do, you could not possibly comprehend mankind's frightful misuse of the energy of life in this world, century after century, down through the various civilizations and the thousands of years mankind has created discord. So regardless of what has to be corrected in the physical octave, remember this: that which life provides you with in order to correct the condition is always some activity of the sacred fire, the cosmic light, and that outpouring of love that is the illumining presence of the universe. You do not realize when you go out into the sunshine and see the heavens illumined by the light from the physical sun, you do not recognize that as love. You feel it's physical light. But the intellect of man has forgotten that only love creates light. And after the experiment of the centuries with the misuse of life's energy to gratify human desire and produce conditions that hurt some other part of life, surely you must realize you are coming to the hour when the cosmic law is going to demand the balance. The cosmic law is going to demand justice. I'm going to demand that mankind stop the misuse of energy. When the human beings of this world have gone on for centuries, creating discord lifetime after lifetime that only darkens this world and that which is upon it, there must come from the great cosmic realms of light, the great central sun, through the physical sun, there must come to this earth a concentration of a purifying love which illumines the darkness by consuming it. And so in governing yourselves in your outer world activities, if you will keep the intellect reminded that every discordant feeling you send forth creates some kind of a shadow upon life, creates the darkness which makes mankind stumble, which makes mankind forget the source that gives the light. When you see the intellect of man constantly in turmoil on the feeling of mankind, constantly generating discord, which means constantly creating darkness, then you must understand that in order to protect yourselves against the destructive conditions that have been generated in the outer world, there must come light within you. There must come light around you. There must come light into your affairs. If constructive activity is to be sustained and protected, and that is the reason you were given the statement in the beginning of this I Am activity, the light of God never fails, because only the light can consume the darkness. Only the light, which is the purifying harmony of our love, can dissolve and consume the discord generated by human feeling. Therefore, understanding this, I hope you will recognize from now on that you, as the I Am student body, are not only the carriers of the light from the ascended master's octave into the conditions of the physical world to produce that which is constructive and protected. You must become the light yourselves. And that means you must become the sacred fire love of our life, because mankind cannot set itself free from the discord it has generated without the sacred fire purifying love from the ascended master's octave, as well as from the beloved I Am presence. And therefore, no matter what has to be done in the physical octave, if it's going to produce that which is constructive, if it's going to bring harmony and happiness and healing to you, if it's going to bring you supply, it's going to have to come out of the light. And if people won't give recognition to the light as a source and supply of every good thing, they won't have the supply. And that's the reason they don't have it. It's the reason they haven't had it in the past. They won't have it in the future. Unless they give recognition to the fact that the light is a supply of life, and that life is our love, and that love is eternal purity. And therefore, if those who want the constructive way of life are to be supplied in the changing conditions of the outer world's darkness, then there must come the channel of light. Everything that is supplied to this world comes into existence on a light ray, or comes out of the heart flame of love. And very few people are aware that the supply of the things of this world is the condensation of the life, the love and the life of the cosmic beings who have created this world and whose life continually sustains it and whose life directs it and whose life processes it. And it's about time somebody woke up to the fact that the cosmic beings own this earth and all upon it. And therefore the hordes of evil that the sinister force has generated that have an idea they have a right to destroy or take anything they choose and go on without paying the penalty is blindness indeed. So those of you who are to be supplied in the future must be awakened to the recognition that everything you get in this physical world is the gift of the love of somebody's light from the ascended host. The powers of nature are created by the Lord Mahachauhan, the god of gold, the god of nature, and the great beings who direct the forces of the elements. And therefore the very supply of what sustains mankind in this world is the life and the gift and the love of someone or more of the cosmic beings whose life sustains the planet. And the life of the beings who are great enough to create a world and produce the powers of nature upon it, you should certainly remember and recognize that that light is the love of that life which has chosen to manifest this world that mankind may embody here and become a set of beings. So if you lack supply for any good thing, stop first and send your love to your beloved I Am Presence and thank it for the light that its love is in the universe. And when you put love first and recognize that the light of infinite space, the light from the physical sun to this world, is some activity of love from some one or more of the cosmic beings from the central sun, you will be in right relationship to the boundless supply of the universe that is flowing constantly and looking for an opening through which to pour its boundless love and its illumining presence into manifestation as whatever is required to produce perfection, to fulfill the divine plan, and to be the great central sun magnet that raises the life of the outer self out of the human and into the divine. So anytime there are problems or limitations or struggle or lack of any kind, any good thing, begin with the realization it is the lack of some activity of love. Love is the illumination of the universe. And love is the activity of life. And therefore, whatever manifestations are to come into this world begin with the love of the cosmic beings whose life is the world. I'm bringing this to your attention tonight because I want you free from lack and limitation. If you will accomplish this, which I have offered for your freedom, when the rest of the world won't have it. I hope you understand me. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? and just remain so. When we are from our octave, compelled to observe as we handle conditions in the physical world, mankind's continual clawing for the things of this world, sometimes it's difficult to wait until the cosmic law moves into action and shuts off the expanding darkness of human selfishness. So we bring this to your attention that you may form the habit of whenever you want anything in this world, anything, it doesn't make any difference what it is, so long as it be constructive. The moment you want anything that is right for you to have, stop and remember that the life of your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host and the heart flame of love of your life is the illumination of the outer self. It is the illumination of your world, out of which comes the things that you use in the physical world with which you gain your experience and which are the raising power. They are the things that are constructive, are the raising energy of the light that takes you through to your ascension. You can't heal the bodies of this world without light. You can't see where you're going without light. You can't comprehend in the intellect the true understanding of life and the manifestations of this universe without light in the brain. And it is the point of light in every cell of your body that is the energy that causes the outer self to exist. So in remembering that to gain your mastery over all in this world is the raising power that takes you to your ascension. That raising power is the light of our love. It is the light of the love of your mighty I Am Presence. It is the light of the physical sun. It's the light of the great central sun. It's the light from the heart flame of every ascended master and cosmic being, the angelic host, and every manifestation of life that is constructive and all that raises mankind out of destructive conditions must be the magnetic pull of the love of light. Now, when the light is not allowed to expand within the individual because of the selfishness and darkness created by the discord of the outer self, then the outer self has less and less and less of the things of this world to use, until the outer self has to pass through the second death. And there's only one thing shuts off light, and that is the darkness. And the darkness is discord. Even what you call the darkness of night is blue, it's not black. And that blue is electronic force. And that blue is illumination in itself. So, beloved ones, you are coming to a point where before you do anything in the physical world, your love should go to your presence and offer its obedience there. Ask that the light of the love of the mighty I Am Presence and the light of the love of the Ascended Host come in through and around you and go into the conditions you have to handle in order to prevent the encroaching darkness of the outer world's violence from coming into connection with you and your world. And I'm bringing this to your attention tonight, dear hearts, for your protection. Thank you so much. Now, it is absolutely imperative that the light be increased within this nation from certain cosmic activities of the Ascended Master's octave, that we are waiting to not only draw into the lower atmosphere of Earth, but we are waiting to anchor them into the physical structure of Earth itself. And within the continent of North America, some of this light has already been placed within the structure of the earth for your protection. Thank you so much. Now, if it is necessary to protect the structure of the earth by the light of our love from our Ascended Master octave and the power of control, the same thing is true of the individual. So we want to anchor in and around each of you a sun presence and a heart presence of as much of a cosmic light substance from the Ascended Master's octave as we can draw in and around you, and as much of those activities of the sacred fire that are necessary in and around you to not only repel destructive forces, but to release a power that consumes them. Now, it's one thing to avoid destructive conditions of the outer world and hold your safety. Now, that has to be done first. And then, after that is established around you, then the calls go forth for the consuming, the release to the earth of whatever sacred fire's purity is necessary to consume mankind's evil. This has a double purpose. It not only minimizes the activity of evil and begins to shut it off, but as the darkness is consumed by the light of the Ascended Master's love, as that human creation is consumed, the individual life streams are given more opportunity to let the light from the heart of each life stream expand through the outer self its constructive activities to raise the individual to greater and greater perfection. So, in order to protect you against the discord that is whirling in the outer, there must come the tube of light, the violet consuming flame, and the electronic circle. That insulates you from the discord of the outer world. But when there moves into outer physical conditions a certain concentration of the cosmic light substance from the great central sun, and the great cosmic light rays and activities of the sacred fire that are to consume the evil in this world, then the mighty I Am presence of each life stream must have an opportunity to expand the light through the heart and release the desire into the feeling of wanting the constructive way of life. When discord has been generated too long, It crawls back the heart desire, and only the animal desires of the outer self are allowed to be gratified, and they, of course, do only that which destroys. But when the human creation is consumed, then the beloved I Am presence of each life stream has an opportunity to expand the light through the heart flame. And that light, as it passes through the structure of the physical body and passes through the inner bodies of the individual, becomes the illumining consciousness, and it fills the outer self with the feeling that wants to do what is constructed. And that's the only way you'll ever purify mankind. That's the cosmic law's way of freeing every life stream from the darkness that has been generated by discord. So, beloved ones, when we come to bring this to your consciousness, it is that you may always, before you attempt to change outer world conditions, you first of all turn to your beloved I Am presence and say, I love to obey you. Fill me with your own heart's flame. Expand your light through me to all things in this world. And release the light that forever prevents human creation from touching my being or world. Now, when you make that call, you give authority to your beloved I Am presence to control outer physical conditions. And many people don't want to let go of their human desires. When the outer self thinks it's going to lose the gratification of its outer desires, it isn't too much concerned about the light. And until the individual takes the stand with the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to let the light of the heart desire expand through the outer self, so only that which is constructive goes forth or takes place in the affairs of the individual, until that heart desire is given authority and allowed to expand its light, the outer self goes on creating the shadows of its own darkness by the gratification of the animal desires of the outer self, and the darkness becomes greater and greater until the individual cannot get free without the assistance of an ascended being. And when the ascended being gives the assistance, that being brings sacred fire to burn up the human darkness. So anything that is constructive that you desire is a release of the expansion of the light through the heart. And anything you desire that is not constructive is but the animal creation of the outer self, which carries penalty until the light is allowed to hold control of all things of the outer self. And then you become an illumining being. Mankind's bodies in the beginning of embodiment of this world were luminous. Each of you illumined your own pathway in the two first million years of your embodiment. And the outer self is not luminous unless the heart flame is allowed to release its desires and blaze its light into the flesh structure and into the outer world activities to produce only that which is constructive. So when you see the violence, the distress, the degradation, the filth that mankind has created and is creating in the outer world, dear ones, there must come light from above into these conditions in order to consume them. And unless that light comes, they are not consumed. And that light is the forerunner of the sacred fire. The light comes first, then the light rays are more intense action of that electronic force, and then comes the sacred fire's love that creates only perfection and illumines substance for eternity. And there isn't anything in this world going to correct conditions permanently except the illumining love of the heart flame of the mighty I Am Presence, and from the ascended master's octave, from the temples of the sacred fire, from the great central sun, and from the heart flames of the cosmic beings who are constantly giving their light to this system of worlds. Without light, what have you? You would cease to be. And then if your very existence is the existence of light, then whatever you want that is constructive must come out of the love which produces light. Love is the illumining presence of the universe. Love is the illumination of the earth. Love is the illumination of the individual. And that illumination is the light from the presence and the ascended host by which all constructive activity is created. And without it, you don't have constructive activity. So if there is anything in your being and world that you want to manifest, that it, so long as it be constructive, remember it begins, first of all, with your love to your presence. It begins with that obedience to the love of your presence. And it begins with your call for the light of its love to come in and around the outer self and fill your world with its constructive activities. But as you call this into outer existence, demand that that be so terrific that it forever prevents the shadow. Forever prevents discord. You can do it. And after you have a few manifestations that are the fulfillment of your calls, you will begin to live in the light that is the radiation from the love flame of your own mighty I Am Presence heart and from the ascended master's octave. And when you demand that everything in your being and world be from this hour henceforth a heart flame of the love from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, you will find its illumining presence filling you and correcting conditions in the outer world under which you have struggled, and this will be the fulfillment of your call to be free from problems and struggle, from mistakes and limitation. And you can have it just as well as you can have air to breathe. I hope I haven't been too hard on you tonight. If I have, we'll shock away a little darkness. So it's all in a good purpose. It's all in a good cause. There's only one thing the world needs. That's the light of the love from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. So whatever lack exists in your beings or world, begin to go back to the presence. Say, I love to give you obedience. Fill me with the light of your love, but blaze it everywhere into the outer world and forbid darkness to exist. And no matter what you pour into me, blaze it with enough light to compel the prevention of all wrong. And just as certainly as you make that call, will you have the answer to it in your physical conditions. And I have given you this explanation tonight that you may set to work to prevent your problems, to prevent struggle. We want you free from these conditions, that your light may release more power into outer world conditions to protect what is constructive. It isn't just for your own convenience that we want you free, or that we want you free from problems or struggle. We want you free that there may be more light go into the nation to prevent the slaughter intended. And so if you will give us this cooperation, we can give you the boundless blessings from our octave that cannot come to the rest of mankind for some centuries ahead. You are the vanguard. You've been given the explanation of the law. We have taken away your human creation, or most of it. Some of you gone out and created some more. But we have prepared you that we may bring more light into this nation at the time when it's going to have the protection of our love, or it won't be protected. If you love your nation and you love your freedom and you love your convenient way of life, your comfortable way of life, and you love the constructive activities of life, remember this. They can only be sustained and protected by somebody's love. And that is the light from your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. So to that love do I commend you. May you stay within a heart presence of its almighty cosmic action. And may you dwell within it and hold the harmony, so that wherever you abide, the darkness cannot enter in to you, nor your affairs, nor your world, to prevent you having what we want you to have in order to make you powerful enough to render the service that needs to be given to your nation. So the nation must have the light of our love and the light of your love, because you are atoms in this nation. So I am pleading tonight for the protection of all that is constructed within your borders. And that protection can only come by the light of your I Am Presence and the light of the Ascended Master's octave. And if that light becomes bright enough, the light within the American people itself will be the strength to throw off the destructive forces before they can accomplish what they intend. So it is for the protection of your nation, it is for peace to you individually, it is for your boundless supply and your health that we have come and offered this tonight. And so if you will place the love to your presence first and ask for the light of its love to fill you and everything around you to prevent anything wrong existing, we can amplify that without limit. And the very harmony and purity you maintain will carry within it the boundless supply of the things you're going to require in order to produce the constructive conditions that fulfill the divine plan and that raise you and the nation out of the clutches of the destructive forces until they are consumed. So I commend you to the harmonious, permanent way for your supply, your health, your nation, and the protection of all that is constructive. And it will affect your loved ones just as well as your own individual world. So, beloved ones, whenever you think of anything you need, think first of all of the heart flame of love from your presence and its light in and around you. Command that light to expand and fill the conditions around you. Let it have its dominion and ask us to come in and possess and control everything around you, and we will establish it so long as you live within the heart flame of the love that is master of all. So I commend you to victory without limit, to everything that is constructive, and to commend you to protection without limit that must come in order to lift you out of the connection with the limitations of the outer world that are your problems and your struggle. So if you remember your love and obedience to your presence and to the heart flames of the ascended hosts, we can do for you that which we cannot do in any other way. So we enfold you, each of you, in a sun presence of our own heart's love to blaze our ascended master light around you, to disconnect the shadows that are your problems and struggle, and to make you strong enough to hold the victory of the light wherever you go, and you become the illumining presence to all you contact, and you are the peace controlling presence, and you are the peace supplying presence, and you are the peace healing presence, and you are the illumining presence of our love to the earth. We hope you will accept it, use it without limit, feed yourselves clothed in its miracle mantle of eternal mastery, and go forward and let us consume the shadows as quickly as possible. Thank you with all my heart's love. Beloved Daddy, thank you for your love to us tonight. Fill us with the victory of your own heart's flame. Illumine everything wherever we abide, but keep the shadows forever away from us until they are consumed forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love from the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host that its illumining presence forever fills everything we contact, and the shadows of human discord are forever forbidden existence here now and wherever we abide, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with what you know we need the most, but compel the annihilation of the shadows of human creation, now and forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great light of the universe. Thank you, the supreme love of creation. Enfold us in your own heart's flame, and close out everything else for eternity. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your enfolding presence. We ask your own heart's flame to enfold us in the light that is so bright no human shadow can approach, and let us dwell within it and forever expand it until its purifying power has raised all into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And we thank thee. And beloved seven mighty Elohim, clothe us in your sevenfold flame and command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic light as of a thousand suns, consume the shadows everywhere as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you.
We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved Mother, Saint Mary, Jesus, Daddy, Mother, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements.
Our beloved
Don, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys in the times, all the true leaders and I am students throughout the world, our own beloved United States of America,
and the three of our two, forever, forever, and forever.
Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, especially beloved Daddy, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging us with all the light they know we're going to require, blaze the heart flame of its love into and around us, make everything we contact its presence of eternal victory, and forbid the approach of the shadows of human creation. We thank thee for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask thee, God, for all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. May we be the love of that light to life wherever we abide. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the health, all the power, all the dispensations, and now the heart flame of whatever intensifying light and love is necessary in and around those under this radiation to make us the victory of the light for our nation and the world. We thank thee.